Welcome to the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan, and this is New Country Rehab.
I was spat out on the shores of some angry old sea. Take a look at my shoes, see what's happened to me. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, I know you from old. You robbed my poor pockets of silver and gold. I'm a ragged old gambler, I'm a long way from home. I played cards in Paris and I broke hearts in Rome. I went to prison in Georgia, robbed three men in Spain, going down to the Keys where I played my last game.
Well, my name's John Showman, and I'm the founder of the band. And I play fiddle and front the band and sing lead vocals. And I'm thrilled to be part of the Vancouver Island Music Festival this year.
What's the story of New Country Rehab? How did you guys come together?
I had a vision of playing the kind of music that I love to play, which is essentially bluegrass and country and even to some degree, I guess, Scottish and Irish folk ballads, which sounds very kind of quaint and whatever, but I wanted to do this kind of music in a way that that people had never heard it. And I knew the only way I could do that was to get a band with people who were really good players, but who really didn't know the genre so well that they were going to be constrained by it. And to me, the main thing that I always got from this folk music, especially from the ballads, was that they're pretty heavy tales. There's a lot of moralistic tales. There's a lot of tales of criminals and people really struggling in life. A lot of death and loss and heartache and, pretty heavy stuff. I mean, we live in a world where there's that kind of stuff fills the news every day. So I knew this kind of music was going to be relevant for people in today's, just any listener can relate to this stuff. But I knew it had to be expressed in a different way. So the first person I called was James Robertson, and I knew that he would be into this because he wasn't really an acoustic guitar player. He was a really and is a really really accomplished electric guitar player, and but I also knew he was kind of interested in bluegrass and interested in picking tunes and jamming. So he and I got together in my kitchen and started throwing some tunes back and forth.
Train is silent, God called Dad to go. But when I get to heaven, to always remain, I'll listen for the whistle of the old log train. I'll listen for the whistle of the old log train. Yes, I'll listen for the whistle of the old log train.
Then the next person I thought of was Roman Tomei, and he's a percussion player, and he'd actually never played a drum kit before, but he was a really, really good Latin percussion player and had excellent sense of rhythm, and he's got a great voice. He's got perfect pitch and really sings really beautifully. So I knew he'd kind of be a good compliment. So the three of us started playing. We played a few shows, and I came up with the name New Country Rehab with my wife Georgina, and the way we came up with the name was We were standing outside outside the site of our first gig, which is a place called the Troubadour. And this was in December 2008. And I was wondering what to call the little group. And my wife said, well, you know, you got to think about what you're actually doing and then try to find a name that suits it. And I thought, well, we're taking old music and we're kind of speeding it up. And we're bringing it up to date, you know. And at the same time, we're also kind of taking country music and bringing it back to its roots. So New Country Rehab kind of came out of that. We're taking new country music and rehabilitating it and turning it into what the older music was, bridging the time period.
Somewhere in the dawn, she's lying at the border. He never made it to the phone, so they had to let her go. Free from tyranny, that lies just across the border. Gently holds a cameo. Now the two of them are home, and these lives form a line. Ties are strong with the time. You've got to make up your mind. Find a reason why. In these moments you find what you hold in your mind. Your perception of time. Your perception of time moves painfully slowly when you're not quite home. And you know where to go. You know where to go. When you've nowhere to go. Cameo.
You know, when it really took form and it became whatever it is, and I think I would call it alt country as much as anything. It was when we got Ben Whiteley on board, and after we'd played a few gigs, we realized that this thing was going from just like sort of a casual, I mean, I always envisioned it as being a casual project where I'd have the chance to really front a band, because normally I'd just been, you know, I'd done a lot of singing, obviously, and a lot of fiddle playing, but I'd always been parts of collectives, and I kind of wanted to just do my own thing and front a band. But it became apparent pretty quickly, people really liked the sound, that Roman and James and I were really gelling, and it was just more than just my pet project, that it was something we were all sharing in very very much equally, from the idea of arranging songs to writing music together. And it started really growing, and we realized we'd need a bass player. And just about that time, I had played my first gig with Ben Whiteley and was just struck by what a good attitude he had and how easy he was to work with and how keen he was to find a project to sink his teeth into. So once we put him into the mix, our sound really came together. And became, I guess, whatever it became.
there's very much a group inspiration there, feeding off of each other.
Totally. I think that's the reason for the sound we've had and the success we've had with it. It's a lot bigger than the whole is a lot bigger than the sum of its parts, which isn't always the case.
You say are your influences?
Bill Monroe, Stanley Brothers, Doc Watson, and Clarence Ashley. Although to a large extent, they themselves were compiling older music anyway. I mean, they were doing this back in the 50s, so they're kind of chroniclers of old American folk tunes. I mean, Doc Watson is amazing. He's a great source. But I would say, you know, just that whole kind of golden age of country music, anywhere from, you know, 1940 to 1960, and there was tons of stuff in there. That's when bluegrass got its start, and I really like that stuff, and I've always thought that was kind of the pinnacle of the country songwriting. And what was great about it was that you had all these urban influences and all these, what at the time I guess were really modern influences, but really predicated on these very sort of ancient forms of music. So you had a real timeless quality to the stuff that was being made then. And I mean, it sounds dated now, but if you really look at the songs and the lyrics and what they're singing about, it's stuff that hasn't really ever gone out of style. We're just taking that kind of that feel and, you know, modernizing it using, you know, different rhythmic structures and different harmonic structures and trying to reimagine what those artists from the 40s and 50s would need to do to their music to make it have the same impact today. I mean, you know, we're not quite there yet, maybe. I mean, we're not selling gold records yet, but, you know, I mean, we're trying to take something that was really successful back then and just reinvent the packaging of it, essentially, and be creative about it and still make it have that same meaning to people that it did back then. Anytime you take folk music and traditional music and you know, embody it and play it and put it in front of people, you are chronicling the music. We're doing a lot more than that, but so is everybody. I mean, Doc Watson did more than that too. He would, you know, we write our own music too and give our own meaning to this stuff. So you become part of a tradition. And I mean, the guys who made bluegrass music what it is, like Bill Monroe and Ralph Stanley, I mean, they were very innovative. They weren't just, you know, just taking something that already existed. They were building and just giving it to people like that. They were changing it significantly in the process. But I think that's what creates a tradition anyways, is people trying to do something different. And then it ends up being traditional.
In the wee, wee hours, your mind gets hazy. Radio relay towers, gonna lead me to my baby. Well, the radio's jammed up with talk show stations. It's just talk, 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 talk.
Got quite a busy festival summer by the sounds of it shaping up. Other plans in the works?
Yeah, we're slowly but surely working on. I mean, we've written a bunch of new music, and we're slowly but surely kind of working on getting it into a studio and onto onto recorded medium. And you know, that's something that's probably going to take us through the year at least. But it's been a fun process. you're going to be doing more touring of the U.S. this year than we ever have. I mean, we're still a fairly recent band, bear in mind. We've only really been around for 3 years.
You're coming to the Vancouver Island Music Fest. You guys haven't been here before, have you?
No, I never have. I've played a ton of gigs on the Vancouver Island. I've played in Victoria, I've played on Salt Spring, I've played on Hornby, I've played in Cumberland and Courtney in Nanaimo, in Coombs, in Qualicum Bay, Qualicum Beach, but never with New Country Rehab, and never the Vancouver Island Music Festival. I've wanted to play this festival for years. I've heard it's really, really great.
Well, they set me adrift, then they left me for dead. With two broken legs and a back full of lead. But I smile in the face of misfortune and loss. I live for myself while you work for your boss. And I was spat out on the shores of some angry old sea. And take a look at my shoes, see what's happened to me. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, I know you for more. You robbed my poor pockets of silver and gold. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, I know you for more. And we'll meet on the other side when my body grows cold.
John Showman and New Country Rehab on the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. The music festival wouldn't be possible without an army of more than 1,000 volunteers to make sure everything works, but it started much smaller than that, and Diana Page was there from the start. Did you have any idea what you were getting into?
No. In fact, the first few years were quite small. We were quite careful not to, spend above our means because we were just a little society. We formed a board early on, which is actually still the same society that runs Music Fest. But meanwhile, it's just amazing how it's grown. And to look back and sort of think, what we did start is really, really something.
What is it that you like the most about it?
I think it's knowing that in a way, each year you start off, back at square one in a way that, you've got the idea that there's going to be a festival the next year, but the music is always a surprise. That's always, you're sort of hoping that there's going to be music that you like. And I mean, we've got an amazing lineup, and every year we have an amazing lineup. I'm very aware that I'm there for the music, even though I don't actually get to go to a lot of the music that, when I see the program, I think, oh, I'm going to go to that and that and that, and I actually don't actually get away from my from the kids area a lot during the day at the specific times that I want to be somewhere else. But at the same time, it's right by the second stage, the Grierson stage is right there, so I get that show all day long. And that's huge for me, and just seeing everyone else enjoy it and the sense of community that we have with all of us running our part of the festival and sort of coming together, and at the end of it, just sort of going, whew, we did it again.
That's Diana Page, one of the original Music Festival volunteer organizers. If you're interested, click on Get Involved on the Music Fest website. The volunteer application process has changed this year. Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan. And thanks to Helen Austin and Todd Butler for the extra.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather, we'll watch the show here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.